We have probably 2,100 people off right now. We have about 300 still working on a daily basis in maintenance jobs and mechanics. And we get a ship over at the Trade Point Atlantic Terminal every once in every few days. So we put a few folks to work, but it's getting a little bit slower as the days go past.
Scott, how is everybody holding up? And are they hopeful about a timeline now being released at the shipping channel itself to get some of the regular cargo ships that come into the port could happen to be reopened next month sometime?
Well, we're going into week three now. You know, they're getting a little nervous. Obviously, we've seen the timeline, and it's pretty aggressive to get it done. I think they will get it done. Hopefully, they've seemed like they've been doing well with it. I feel like we'll get it open and get back to work, but it's tough on my folks here with the ILA. I mean, some of them haven't received a paycheck in a couple weeks, and, you know, I know they talk about the port bill and the relief and all that, and I appreciate all that, but we still haven't seen anything from any of that yet.
Well, as you mentioned, the governor did sign the Port Act to help the workers. Once it kicks in, how will it help the men and women who work at the port?
I mean, that's yet to be determined. What I will say is our international, based out of North Bergen, New Jersey, and the United States Maritime Alliance, who represents the carriers, the ocean carriers, they really stepped up this week, and they're going to fund some supplemental unemployment for the men and women of the ILA for as long as it takes.
Scott, did you have a chance to be with the governor and the members of the legislature when they were trying to get this bill passed to help the port workers so that you would understand what was going to be coming down the pike and have any idea of what would be coming in the future?
I did speak to the governor about it and some of the other legislators. And, you know, they made a commitment that they were going to get this done, and they did. What it's going to bear, I don't know. I don't know, you know, how it's going to help. There were some changes made and some amendments that seemed like they were favorable to the labor. And we'll see.
And before we go, tell us what you've seen and heard when it comes to the salvage operations at the Key Bridge right now.
I'm hearing the salvage operations are going well. They're moving a lot of material out of the way. Obviously, there's many different entities down there handling this salvage operation. They have removed a couple containers and put them on a barge, and a lot of steel's been moved and debris, and we're hopeful. We're hopeful and optimistic that we're going to get back to work sooner than later.